The recording's still going. Okay, my bad. I apologize. It appears that somebody has turned off the Wi-Fi in our house. Okay, Sif Gimel, we continue. Again, if a person's learned, we said the Tikkun Chatzos, that a person would learn starting from midnight. So therefore, if a person wants to be able to strengthen his body in order to be able to learn, a person will be able to eat in middle of the night as well. Sif Dalet, Mayim v'chein tei, regarding water as well as tea or coffee without sugar, without milk. Mutter lishta is kaidim tefillah. The law is that it's permitted to drink them before shachar. So again, if you want to drink some water or tea, coffee without sugar and milk, you're allowed to do that. It's even after daybreak. Because drinking these beverages before prayer is not considered as an expression of arrogance. Even on Shabbos and Yomtiv, when you're obligated to make Kiddush before being able to drink or eat, a person would be allowed to drink water, tea, or coffee without sugar and milk before Kiddush. Kiddush does not hold these back. I don't know what people do. I think most people wait to be able to make Kiddush before even having coffee. And the reason why you're allowed to drink these before Kiddush is because Kiddush does not apply before Shacharis. Kiddush is triggered after Shacharis. The reason why you can't eat or drink before Shacharis is because of arrogance. The reason why you can't eat or drink after Shacharis is because then you need Kiddush. The in Kiddush al Magam Suda, because Kiddush can be recited only in the place where the meal is eaten. The Hainu Samach La'Achila, meaning immediately preceding the Shabbos or Yom Tov meal. And you're not going to have the morning meal before Shacharis. You're only going to have it after Shacharis. Therefore, Kiddush would have to be after Shacharis. And then if Kiddush have to be after Shacharis, so then you're not allowed to eat or drink these things before Kiddush, but before Shacharis, since you would not need Kiddush at that time, so you're allowed to eat or drink. You're allowed to drink this type of stuff: water, coffee without sugar, tea without sugar. Sif, hey, also lahakdim lepesach haver. Before Shacharis, it is forbidden to come up to the door of another, meaning to go out of one's way lekabel ponav elitin leishon, to greet him and to say to him shalom aleichem. Ba'afilu loymer loitzafer demaritav. And he writes in parentheses, Guten Morgen, even to say to him good morning is forbidden. You don't speak good morning to people, go out of your way to find people to say good morning to in the morning before Shacharis. Remember, as the pasuk says, literally the pasuk means desist from the honor of the man, meaning stay away from the honor of the man who has breath in his nostrils, for with what is he respected? Meaning, what does that mean to say? With what justification do you show this man respect? That you greet him before praying, and you thereby put his honor before my Hashem's honor. Meaning, why are you going out of your way to show honor to somebody before you show Hashem honor? Which shows you that you're not allowed to show honor to anybody before tefillah. The impgai derech mikra, but if you met him by chance, not you didn't go out of your way to say good morning to the guy. Meaning you didn't go to the door to go greet him, knock on his door. Hey, how are you? Mitzad adin, what's your litin l'shalom? If you meet someone in the street, you could say good morning to him. Achnochen l'shanas b'lishoyne, but you should try to adjust it slightly in your language. Kadei sheyitein leiv, so that his friend should notice. Who also l'zakev, that he's forbidden to be busy with dvarim achirim, with other things. Achi yispalo until you daven. So you shouldn't exactly say good morning, or that he said guten morning, and you shouldn't exactly say shalom. But you should give him a good morning somehow that hints to the idea that you are saying good morning, but you're not able to sit and have a nice schmooze with him, even though you bumped into him on the street. Bez Hashem, have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day, Bez Hashem.